Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. On Community Speaks this morning, we're talking Habitat for Humanity. And in studio, I've got Colleen Kervin, Bill Tyrell, and Becky Spencer here today. And we're going to talk about a few different things. And one of them, guys, first of all, I'd like to say thanks for coming on. And Colleen, we'll start with you. We're going to talk about the annual Habitat for Humanity sale that you guys are going to start setting up for this weekend and actually gets underway late next week.
That's right. It's our main fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity. We have it's at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. The sale begins on Thursday, May 17th. It's an early bird sale, so there's an admission charge, and it's $10 per family. And that is from 5 to 8 p.m. Then the sale continues on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's no charge for those days. And on Sunday, everything is half price.
Yeah, Sunday, it's like Sunday fun day around there. Anything people may have missed and left, you can go get it at half price. I always like hunting that sale on Sunday. And this is going on out at the fairgrounds, right?
Yes, it is. We have four different buildings at the fairgrounds full of merchandise that's all been donated over the year 2017-2018.
Sure. And you mentioned that that this sale goes on for 4 days, and that first day people pay $10 to come in, and that's because they're getting the pick of the litter on that first day, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so people come in, pay their $10, and you'll get first crack at the best items. And you do this sale every year. How many years have you been doing the sale?
Oh, it's probably been 15 years at least.
Okay.
I think that I'm trying to remember. I can't remember that started, but I've been working with it since about 99, and we were doing the sale when I started.
Okay. So it's been going on. Sure. And it's, you know what I like about the sale, I've been out there the past few years, is that you have something for everybody. I mean, there is so many different items at this sale that anyone who comes will find something they want.
You know, it is just amazing. People come and say, you know, I've been looking for one of those for years. And I say, well, you come, you'll probably find it here. You might be the only one that knows what it is, but it's probably there. So.
Well, you know, it's like last year I was there on Sunday when everything was half price. Mm-hmm. And I came across this portable little record player, an old record player, mm-hmm. portable one that kind of all folded up into one neat little travel deal. And it was half price. It was $10. So it was like you're forcing me to buy it. Like, I can't just leave it here for $10, but you know that just goes to show some of the things that you find at this sale. And as I mentioned, there's a wide variety. Are all these items donated for your sale?
They're all donated throughout the year. People hopefully bring them to the store, and once they're there, then they're sorted. Clothing is clean, washed, sorted, and then by gender and age group, so that, and then it's labeled, goes into storage, and then it can go to the boxes are labeled, so that then when we disperse, which we'll begin doing on Monday, that we can deliver the boxes to the right building at the fairground to have the items there. And so some of it we will, in the years past, we've had more volunteers and we've been able to pick up more. I think this year we're going to see, we don't have as much furniture as we've had in the past, and I think that's partly due to the fact that people aren't maybe not turning over their furniture as quickly as they did, but also the fact that we haven't always had someone available to pick it up, and so that's hurt us in that aspect, but we still have a ton of merchandise.
You know, you talk about the volunteer help. If someone wanted to volunteer, how can they go about that? Do they just give you a call?
Just give us a call at Habitat and 684-5220, and someone would be glad to take their name. They come in, sign a volunteer slip. We put them on the list, and they tell us what they want to do, how often they want to do it, and then we'll find a use for them.
You'll put them to work, right?
We will. We can really use more men volunteers because we really need some help with pickups.
Okay. All right. So pickups, so not only men, but men with trucks.
Well, we'll some of the items are so big that there's a topper on the Habitat truck, and so, you know, really tall stuff, we can't get it in.
Sure.
But we have members that have trucks or trailers, and so mostly we'll find a truck if somebody will lift.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, profits from this, how do those benefit Habitat? Where do those go exactly?
The profits from the sale go to the cost of building new homes, or refurbishing homes, older homes. We refurbished a home this year. The house that we're going to be taking applications for in June was a former Habitat house where the owner moved to the West Coast. And so that house, we purchased it back from her, and we will put a new family in that house.
Now, okay, so that's an interesting scenario. Someone who had a Habitat house moved, and then when that happens, is Habitat's the one that comes in and buys that house
right
back then?
Okay. When you're a Habitat owner, you sign what is a right of first refusal, and as part of the deal, Habitat sells the homeowner the house they have for essentially what it costs Habitat to build that house. And it's a no-interest loan. And so you're getting a house built at cost. And Habitat, if you, for some reason, either can't make the payments and we have to foreclose, then when the house is resold, the former owner will get part of their equity back at least, if not all of it. In this case, we had a wonderful homeowner who had paid a great deal on her home and down and through the years, and so then the house is in wonderful shape. It won't cost much to rehab it, a little paint and possibly one piece of carpet, and it's ready to go. But when she got a better job on the West Coast and her family wanted to move there after they got her kids were out of school, then so we purchased the house back from her. Actually, she lived in the house rent-free, you would say, for about 8 years. So
okay.
Worked out for her and worked out for us, because the idea is to keep those houses in the community for needy families of moderate income.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was a very good explanation of what exactly Habitat for Humanity is and how exactly that works. You mentioned the house you're going to be taking applications for. Talk about the application process and what people need and when they can start that.
We haven't set the exact date, but I think it'll probably be the first week of June. We'll advertise it in the paper. You can't qualify for a conventional loan and qualify for a Habitat loan. And so it's kind of a delicate balance that we have to watch and walk, because you have to be able to have enough income to verify that you can make the payments on the house, which is zero. Again, it's a house built at cost and zero interest. But you can't qualify for a conventional loan, and so it's
kind of a fine line.
It is. And we will be publishing the guidelines. We have to go through and pull up the federal housing guidelines and see exactly where it is, and it varies by family size to how much income the family can have. And I haven't got those yet. But anyway, in the past, you know, it's I can't remember the exact figures, but for a family of four or five, you know, they're going to have probably in the neighborhood of $30,000 to $40,000 at least in income, because we have to go by and project what their expenses are going to be. We have to run a credit check. We have to run a bank employer verification. We need some assurance that this is a stable person who's going to be able to maintain their employment, and that's not always possible to predict. And like I said, the last homeowner that left and made this house available upgraded her income and her job status, and then she had an opportunity to go to work. She worked at the VA, and then she ended up being able to go to the West Coast up in Oregon and work for the VA there. And so that's where her kids wanted to go. And so that's why, you have to be able to qualify income-wise at the time you are selected. But there's nothing that says you can't continue upward mobility, and hopefully you will get a better and better job as time goes on.
Yeah, so it's not like...
and are eligible and been selected, then the income doesn't change. What your income can go up, but you won't ever be deselected because of that. So.
Okay, excellent. Colleen, I'm gonna come back to you here. We were talking about the sale that's beginning next week and going through the weekend. And during this sale, there's gonna be lunches provided by the American Legion.
That's correct. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they provide a very wonderful lunch, and it's very reasonable, I think $6 to $7, and that gives them some funds too. So
absolutely,
we're grateful for their help.
So people can come out and support a couple of different organizations here during this. And now we're going to bring Becky in. We're going to talk a little bit about the Habitat store. And Becky, I'm going to try and get you a little closer to that mic.
Let me just turn it here for you. There we go.
And Becky, tell us a little bit. You guys have a store. Is this store open year-round?
Yes. It's called Habitat Place. We're open year-round. We're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 till 2. In our store, it isn't a huge area, but we have just about everything available in there. We have a furniture room, and we have appliances, and of course we have home decor, kitchen stuff. We just opened up a new room. We did some rearranging in the building, and we have a new room, and so we will have some clothing out now instead of just storing it all for the sale. And jewelry, and it's just a fun place to visit.
Absolutely. And where exactly is the store located?
We're at 310 Williams.
Okay.
We're one block off the South Bypass Road.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so if you get on Parmalee, you'll find Williams.
All right. And you mentioned that there's a lot of different items there. Is this set up the same way all these items donated to you guys?
Yes, it's the same stuff. Everything that's sorted then is either gets put in storage for the year, or else it comes in the store.
Okay.
And then it's only in the store for a certain, you know, small amount of time, so that there's always a turnover of items.
That store kind of helps you guys stay afloat and keep running.
It's just a monthly, thing.
Sure.
And it's amazing how well we can do in just 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. So.
And so when do you take donations, and how do people go about donating?
Oh, you're into rough territory. donations preferably are made during our store hours, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 to 2. If you have something else, you know, you can either call and make arrangements that you'll be coming at a certain time. If it is small things, and hopefully not in the dead of winter, if it's absolutely necessary, we do have a dock in front of our building, and you can put items there, and then somebody checks the store every day to make sure things are in. And
so you'd prefer during store hours so that things aren't just sitting out there, but...
Right, because otherwise our our dock gets blocked up and nobody can back up to put anything heavy up there, or we can't get into our furniture room if it gets backed up too much. So, you know, we try to keep it semi-organized.
Sure, absolutely.
I really need to jump in here and say that we really appreciate the people bringing it during operating hours or letting us know. And we have signage up that says the no unauthorized unloading. And unfortunately, we've people will bring stuff that they know isn't acceptable that should go to the dump. And so they come and they'll leave it off at night. We get refrigerators that don't work. We get broken furniture that's not repairable.
And the biggest problem with those refrigerators is you can't even just take that to the dump for free.
Right, whatever they do there. $30 for us to take it to the to the dump. And so we really would appreciate what people would be more thoughtful and not dump.
Keep your junk to yourself.
That's right. And I hate to say that, because maybe they think they're leaving us good stuff and we have somebody that can magically repair that refrigerator, but we don't. We would just appreciate that people would check with us and make sure it's something that we can use and we can accept, because if it's not anything we can sell, then we're going to have to take it to the dump and pay to have it disposed of.
Sure.
And that cuts into our profits. The store, if we could just make enough to keep the lights on, we were happy with that. And it's come up to where it's a substantial part of our budget. The store eventually paid for itself, paid for the building, and put some monthly profit into our chapter. So the store's been very, very good. And Becky kind of failed to mention that she really does a marvelous job of marketing the merchandise, and the store is. We have people that come every week to see what's new, what's there. And so she's added a lot to it, and the store has really become very successful. And it's kind of a congregation place. Most of the days when I volunteer is more on Saturdays, and I see the same people coming in. There was a lady that comes over from Sheridan every day, and she wants to buy something that was there last week. And it's like, and there is some really nice stuff at the store that people are there, Becky and others, that look at and find time to. You know, we get some really nice prints and stuff in that are worth some money, and people don't realize.
Sure.
You can find some very unique things at the store. It's a fun place to shop.
Do you accept about anything as far as donations now, like furniture, clothing, knickknacks?
Right. As long the furniture, it has to be usable.
Sure.
But other than that, you know, when the sorters go through, they sort every Monday, and if they find clothing that's questionable, we just take it. Then we take it down to the recycle down, and then you know, it goes for rags or whatever, some of it, and we'll make the judgment on that. I mean, if it's just obviously not usable, please don't bring it. But we'll make the judgment on that. But don't feel bad if you bring us a chair and we say, you know, we really can't use that. It's just too dirty. It's not. It doesn't work. It's broken.
Sure.
You know, there's times we have to say that we can't take that. And most people are really good about it, and then they understand it. And so they say, well, we just thought we'd give you a chance, and if you could use it, we want it to go here. Otherwise, we'll get rid of it.
Sure.
And so we really love that attitude about people, and people have been very kind to Habitat.
Absolutely. So once again, with Habitat for Humanity, talking with Becky Spencer, Bill Tyrell, and Colleen Kervin here, and talking about a number of things, including their annual sale, which begins next week, Thursday, May the 17th, and then runs through Sunday. Guys, I want to thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.